Podcast on podcast.shapelessmass.com.
Isn't that nice?
In stereo.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Podcast number 48.
Hi.
48, we're only two away from the big 5-0.
Yeah.
That's
hopefully we'll make it.
Wow. Webster's good at math.
That's right. That's two seasons, volume one, volume two.
Is that your name, Webster?
Yeah.
Ohio.
I'm EBA.
Ohio gozaimasu.
Across from me, as opposed to next to me, is...
I feel kind of strange.
Phil Collins.
Studio.
To his left is... our hostess?
I'm the beautiful, the great, the wonderful Amber.
Amber.
The better half of Sir
EBA,
Mildred Pierce.
Sir Mildred Pierce. And to my actual left.
Is this Webster on the microphone?
Okay. Webster.
It's Webster.
What's
your real name?
Social Security number.
Webster is 3 feet tall. He had his own sitcom. No one ever makes that joke.
No.
I'm original.
No. Actually, no one does. They always get it wrong. They always think I'm Gary Coleman.
You mean you're not?
I thought Gary Coleman played Webster.
No, Emmanuel Lewis played Webster.
Common mistake.
Are they both midgets?
Yeah.
Oh, there's two black midgets?
The difference was that Gary Coleman was just short for his age, whereas Webster's character, Emmanuel Lewis, actually has a disease.
So the other one's not a midget?
He was like 20 when they did that show. Gary Coleman was actually, I think, just about the age he played.
And yeah. he grew up fine?
No, not exactly. He's almost 5 feet tall.
He's still kind of short.
He's almost 5 feet tall.
Yeah, almost in real life. He's about this tall.
You're a pretty tall fella, too.
And you read that on Wikipedia or something?
No, I like this in real life. I watched it. I won't lie.
And okay. Then across from Webster
Just want you to cite your source, that's all.
It's like Carlos.
Hi, Carlos.
Hey.
How you doing?
Está bastante bien, mano.
He's our token Hispanic.
That's right. Carlos speaks Japanese.
He's wearing a red shirt.
You can visit me online at shapelessmass.com. You can visit us online at podcast.
Do you have a website, Carlos?
Let me try to refresh my memory. I do have one at Elfwood.
Elfwood?
What is Elfwood?
So Elfwood is basically your fantasy drawings. It's like no sexual content. It's like just strictly elves.
Who wants to go to that?
Man, I was about to submit some heavy metal.
Deviant art. Without all the deviancy.
So there we go.
The PG-13.
Slightly deviant or
deviant, but not.
You haven't crossed the line enough. That's what it is.
Yeah. They kick you off that website. You gotta.
MySpace plug. That's about it.
Well, what did my MySpace /
It's Webster. Just search for that.
Are you serious?
I'm the only one right now.
He's the only one with.
That is unreal. You would think at least Emmanuel Lewis would have gotten to it first.
I think he's Manny Little Fresh or something like that. I don't know.
So, having to change the name.
So, he's probably an encyclopedia on that name.
Manny Little Fresh. On Wikipedia?
Mr. Pierce can be found online.
Yes.
Right.
At Facebook.
Various FBI top 10 wanted lists.
Especially on Sketchzilla. They have the
That's
top
right.
10.
Yeah. Are you in there?
I fell off this week, thankfully. Yes.
Who'd they replace you with?
Webster, I think.
Yeah.
We should go put
surprised.
A picture of Webster.
There's just one, though.
And Amber also has a MySpace.
MySpace. Amber hates to lose. You'll never figure it out, but give it a try if you like.
You hate to lose?
Absolutely.
You hate to win?
It's kind of what I shoot for.
Hating to win?
No, the winning part. Yes, how am I?
Hi.
Who's on first?
Third base. Okay.
Home run.
You can email us.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to Sir Mildred Pierce at gmail.com and ebaofvn at gmail.com. Thanks.
So we're going to get rolling with some music.
Residente Calle 13. I'm sorry, let me say that gringo fight. Resident Kyle 13.
That's 13,
I forget 13. Where I'm at. I'm like, hold on, I'm in the south. It's called La Era de Copiar Era. So it means copy era.
Copy era.
Queridos estudiantes, la clase de calle 13 básica va a comenzar. Por favor, no se copien.
Pa' empezar, adelante, tú a mí no te parece, ni aunque hagas brujería, pillería o rece 100 veces, tú a mí no te parece, solamente va a haber un solo residente calle 13. Este corte es dedicado a ti pa' que el culo me bese. Díselo a tu jefe que no invente con el único que pone a la gente a cagar pelo público. Con el único que te puede humillar frente a un público. Lo tuyo apesta a mojón de baño público. Mi lengua no tiene freno, todos los días yo entreno. Yo sí practico y a ti hasta me llao sin dientes te mastico. Tú eres fácil, un postre, un bizcochito. Tú pa' mí eres chiquito, micro, pequeño, encantito. Yo te pico, lo mío pica como jalapeño. Lo tuyo aburre y me da sueño. Por eso tú no vendes ni en una casa de empeño. De mi estilo, de mi lírica, yo soy el único dueño. Tú dices que lo mío fue leche, pues con mi leche yo te preño. Un saludo a los que quieren parecerse a este tipo.
¿Por qué no me chupan el pito? Repito. ¿Por qué no me chupan el pito? Repito. ¿Por qué no me chupan el pito? Repito.
Un saludo a los que quieren parecerse a este tipo.
¿Por qué no me chupan el pito? Repito. ¿Por qué no me chupan el pito? Repito. ¿Por qué no me chupan el?
Porque estamos en la era de la copia era. Si los dejo se copian de mi vida entera. Me estoy robando el show por allá afuera. Tengo a la compe sin comida en la nevera. A la competencia pa'l baño los tengo corriendo. Lo tuyo es aburrido como John Ruiz contra Frejo Kendo. A mí sin cojones si vendo o no vendo. Yo me puedo quedar toda mi vida en mi casa jugando Nintendo. Viviendo con mi maya hasta los 50 años. Me ando toda la tapa del inodoro en el baño. Mirando revistas pornográficas y haciéndome daño. Arrollado sin carro, cogiendo la lancha de Cataño. Pero no es así, pa' esta pendeja fue que yo nací.
Sigue mi nariz y serás feliz.
Yo sé que mi estilo es raro, pero habla claro. Nadie te había parado la pinga antes desde Nidia Caro.
¿Quieren parecerse a mí?
Pues aquí tengo los manuales. Primero hay que tirarle a los fucking federales. Tirarle al gobierno en la cara con salami.
Ganar un MTV, ganar 3 Grammys.
Que el gobernador te invite a cantar rap en la fortaleza. Poner a todo Puerto Rico a hacerse rayas en la cabeza. En medio de una huelga llenar todo un coliseo. Tienes que poner a todo el género a tirarse peo. Porque dañaste el género y ya nadie te aguanta. Tienes a los veteranos botando pu por la garganta. Ya te odian los viejitos y todos los japoneses. Y en menos de 8 meses tienen que haber como 90 calle 13.
Un saludo a los que quieren parecerse a este tipo. ¿Por qué no me chupan el pito? Repito. ¿Por qué no me chupan el pito? Repito. ¿Por qué no me chupan el pito? Repito.
Un saludo a los que quieren parecerse a este tipo.
¿Por qué no me chupan el pito? Repito. ¿Por qué no me chupan el pito? Repito. ¿Por qué no me chupan el?
Espero que hayan aprendido la lección de hoy. Sigan practicando, que se van a quedar con el canto. Se los juro. Ah, y dejen de fumar marihuana.
Quiero sentarme en la yevita, en la yevita, en la yevita. Quiero sentarme en la yevita, en la yevita, en la yevita.
call, call, call on me. I suffocate in all of it. But call, call on me. It's hard to breathe. I suffocate and choke on it. It's bittersweet for me to know the fever's taking over. The status of my fear soars. I'm waging a war in me. The war in me is welling. I still believe. Short of bliss to kill the cycle that I fed. The labyrinth in me is every sin, every gain, and all the blame. It's bittersweet. War for me, a war for me is blaring. I can see heaven's tears for me.
cool, huh?
War on Me by Kenna. That's a great album, by the way. Most people don't even know who he is.
Thank
you. The video for Hellbent is just awesome.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yo.
Hi.
We were talking a little bit about, you know, since you're from Germany, but also from Puerto Rico. I just had a question for you, because I've noticed this. I have a lot of friends who are Puerto Rican. I've known a lot of people, especially where we work, for some reason. I don't know why that is.
Claro.
You ever experienced a situation with a lot of the people, especially from like the Texas area, stuff like this? They want you to leave America and go back where you came from, to Puerto Rico, instead of staying in America?
Have I ever experienced that?
Yeah, has anyone ever, like, you know, you just need to go back to Puerto Rico, stay out of America.
So actually,
which to be honest, I mean, yes, I understand that Puerto Rico is part of America. That kind of underlines the whole ignorance of.
But even if you do understand it, that doesn't necessarily mean you care.
Like, I'm just curious.
They still want you to leave.
I'm just curious if you ever heard that.
So yes, I was actually told a few times back in high school. You need to go back where you came from. So Puerto Rico is part of the United States. What's Puerto Rico? Let me explain this. It's an island. Is that an island near Mexico? No, it's not. It's actually not. And the best one of all is, hey, since Mexico has pesos, what do Puerto Rico have? And I'm like, you know what? You actually have a lucky day. Today's your lucky day, because I'm going to show you a Puerto Rican dollar. So I reach over into my wallet. I open it up, and then out comes a dollar bill. And I'm like, there we go. My goodness, their money's like ours. That's because it is. So, yeah, and the guy is shocked and then later is insulted because he says that I belittled his intelligence.
Well, no, he belittled his own intelligence.
So that, again, that's something you have experienced.
So, okay. Yes.
See, everyone I've known is Puerto Rican experience. I just think that's interesting because racism in and of itself is pretty stupid, but that's like a special kind of stupid racism because not... You know, the whole idea that there's inferior races in and of itself is one thing. But just lacking a basic knowledge when you're trumpeting, you know, America's great, Americans are wonderful, and then that's part of America and you don't know that, is like a whole other level, I think, of it. So you had a question for him.
Do you remember what it was?
No. He was talking about Germany. Or he was going to tell us how Puerto Rico was like the front.
Ah.
Yes. Many Puerto Ricans are probably going to be like, that's it, he's a Nazi, I can't believe it.
But I hope so.
Puerto Rico in itself is like the Twilight Zone, and I think many with any sense would agree. Reason why is because we're not far back, but we kind of act like it. We're kind of ahead of ourselves, but we're not really going anywhere with it. And so everyone's just like in this constant circle, and every day is like this routine that... God forbid
if
they're
waiting for something to happen.
Yeah. So, you know, we want to be part of the United States. It's like, and then you got another group that's saying, let's be independent. You know, I'm thinking, you know, how about we just stay where
you can't have either.
What?
You can't have either.
Yeah, you can't have either.
I'm perfectly comfortable with staying for Puerto Rico. I don't know why it's such a controversial issue.
So, I don't know, I guess,
well, because all the stars would be taxes, like.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
No, the idea that this.
Okay, how about. They get their own statehood, but they don't deserve a star.
That's
sick. They have a star on the flag. That's what counts.
Yeah,
one
sort of,
star on the flag.
It's already on that.
Fuck them. They get a statehood. They get no fucking stars.
You animal. I want to put a big star in the middle of every 50, and that one star has a PR on it, so that way everybody knows that we're the 51st.
They could put the star down over
the next American Samoa.
Kind of
AS.
On the side.
PR,
like, really is, you know?
Like public relations?
Puerto Rico.
I was going to say public radio.
You hear that? That's the sound of my joke being stepped on.
This week's game.
We're doing.
Just whispering in the microphone.
Coke
and
or Pepsi.
Okay.
Now, if you haven't noticed, Coke and Pepsi and a lot of other products have these mutated versions, like Cherry Coke.
Yeah.
But then there's also like Coke One. And, you know, there's Diet Coke. And then there's Diet Cherry Coke. And then there's
Diet Cherry Caffeine-Free Coke.
Caffeine-Free
Cherry
Coke.
That's right.
So, but these are, they're first off, they're national, but most of these are American. I'm not going to lie. Probably like five out of these are not American brands.
Have you been to the Coca-Cola Museum?
It's all going to be one or the other.
So,
you guys ready?
So it's a product put out by the Coca-Cola Company.
Or the Pepsi Company.
Right, okay.
Except for one item on here that's neither. Everybody clear?
Yep. Here we go.
Yes.
Samba. Spelled just like the dance.
I would have to settle with...
I'm not sure. I never heard about...
I have a pretty good idea.
I've been saying that for a while.
I've got a pretty good...
I have a very good
hedgehog miss, don't I? Haven't collected the caps and looked through.
Coke.
You saying Coke? What are y'all saying?
We're saying Coke.
I'll go with him. He sounds pretty confident.
It's Pepsi.
Oh, Christ, man.
M5. That's M like Mike and the numeral 5.
Pepsi.
I never heard of that.
Sounds like a road in England.
Yeah, you might want to just not say I've never heard of that, because you're going to say that on almost every single
Bavarian Motorworks, I thought it was. No.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
BMW.
What?
BMW.
So you're saying neither?
Oh. Well, technically it would be, because it is a car.
It's a road in England.
And a road in England.
So you're saying neither?
I don't know.
You're calling this one.
No. I'm going to say it. Pepsi.
He's saying Pepsi? Are y'all saying Pepsi? Okay. What are y'all saying?
You pick.
It didn't seem like anyone knew. We're going to go with... We're going to use our one neither on this one.
Okay. So you're going neither?
Mm-hmm.
Well, enjoy your 5 points.
Oh.
That would be man. Coke.
Gosh, Coke M5. Can you give us a little information on this Coke M5?
It's got five...
Is that the secret recipe? It?
Yes.
It's got five letter M's floating in it.
You're not allowed to know.
Fire.
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 Fire. Coke. Fire.
Hopefully we've gotten rid of the international ones to start off, I hope.
Well, if I remember right, Samba, I think it's probably a...
That one is international.
German.
Coke with cinnamon. Pepsi with cinnamon.
That would be three Cokes in a row. So you think
fire.
So fire. It could either
right.
be Coke
Pepsi,
or
Coke.
Pepsi.
Or it could be the...
Are you going for a pattern? Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Huh?
Okay.
It's like that show Numbers. Yeah.
Oh,
holy shit, there is a pattern, except there isn't.
Oh. You may think there's not.
Is he saying it to throw us off? To throw us back on? To throw us off? Yeah.
I'm going
I don't know. Never heard of it. I assume cinnamon, whatever it is.
Pepsi.
Pepsi. I think it's Coke.
So, what's your, is that your final answer?
Okay. Rock, paper, scissor.
What's y'all's choice?
I say that we'll probably rest up on Coke.
I'll second his Coke.
Okay, so they're saying Coke, y'all are saying?
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
It is Pepsi.
Oh, man. I switched it up on myself. I think Pepsi. Nah.
I don't feel
I
bad.
Said
I
Pepsi.
Gone
you
with
said
you
Coke.
Way.
Yeah.
It's like...
Okay. Moving along. Citra.
Citra?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
C-I-T-R-A.
I'm going to go with Coke.
Coke.
Yeah, I'll agree with him on that one.
Coke, Citra.
I did used to work at a grocery store. I'm feeling pretty confident with the Coke.
I'm feeling pretty
Coke.
Confident with the Coke.
Coke.
That is Coke.
Yes. There you go. See, working at Food Lion paid off.
And bragging about it.
C2.
That sounds like Coke.
Oh.
Yeah. So it must be Coke.
Yeah. I'll probably
Pepsi
bet
C2 down. Just would sound absurd.
But could it really be so absurd it would work?
Unlike Coca-Cola C2, which would be CCC2, which would actually be C3.
Yeah.
And that would be Russia. Because after you drink Coke, you pee.
That's right.
CCCP? Get it? Huh? It all comes full circle.
It does. It does. It's funny that way.
They got a Coke 1, right?
Yes, they do.
So there's a Pepsi 1.
This is like better.
Pepsi 1 and Coke 0.
And Coke 0.
That's right.
Maybe it's neither.
So the next logical step would be C2.
Yeah.
You know, Coke 1, Coke 0, Pepsi 1.
Because technically C2. New Coke could have been C2.
New Coke back in the day?
Yeah, now it's old New
like
Coke.
Back in the 80s.
I don't
Do they still sell New Coke?
They sell it in select markets.
Really?
Actually, yes.
Like wow. Surge, you can still get Surge.
Somebody's
or I gotta go to
called...
Piggly Wiggly to find it.
It's dusty.
Philadelphia.
The last case. You're going to eat C2.
I don't know. Can we just abstain?
No.
C2, huh? Pepsi might be so crazy it works. I don't know.
No, and the common sense is that it would go to Coke.
But that sounds like...
We're going to say neither. We're going to say neither.
Okay, and you guys say?
I'm thinking Pepsi.
So, is Pepsi your answer?
I'll shoot for the Pepsi.
Okay.
Second it is Coke!
Oh, of course
I can't believe it, your psychological talk.
So we're evened up now?
close to it, yeah.
Okay.
Did you do that on purpose?
No.
No.
But we strategized knowing that they already done theirs, and we thought, you know.
Raging raspberry.
Mm.
It's mad. That's an angry raspberry! I don't know why that's spoken in a really shitty Irish accent. But...
I thought it was Scottish.
Yeah, I was thinking Scottish.
I was thinking American doing a shitty Scottish.
Oh, man.
You'll all be fucked. You're shite.
Raging
Pepsi.
Raspberry.
Raging raspberry.
I never heard of anything like that. But then again, I didn't hear the other ones aside from C2.
Let's not do the Paul.
Pepsi.
Let's not do the Paul routine.
What are y'all saying?
They're saying Coke.
Gosh, Raging Raspberry.
Coca-Cola, Raising Raspberry.
See? Yeah, you can't say
Raging
it
Raspberry.
Pepsi, Raging Raspberry.
See, you can say it with Pepsi.
Now, can we ask any questions on these questions?
No.
This is not fair. Go phone a friend.
The international market.
You can ask how it's spelled.
Which one?
Yes.
Oh.
You can ask how it's spelled. Is it Ray Jin with a?
Nope. Oh yeah, that's good.
R A G I N G R A Z Z B E R R.
Hold on, it has two Z's.
Yes, it has two Z's.
Oh, that sounds a little American.
Raspberry,
because we would put the SP in there.
Yeah, and everyone knows that Pepsi has no products in America.
Gosh. Ah, what does he want me to do?
Is that you spell real raspberry for real?
Like I in think so, actually.
Or is it,
no,
it?
No, raspberry is R-A-S-P.
Yeah.
That's right. But so we might jazz it up with those two Z's. Raging raspberry.
But raspberry, that makes it edgier.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say for this one.
Huh?
Nothing.
What did we say?
You guys said Pepsi.
Pepsi.
And I'm definitely saying for Pepsi.
I'll go with his Pepsi.
It is Pepsi.
Yes.
Gosh,
I had a flashback of a commercial for some reason.
That was good.
Of a Britney Spears.
And next, we have Nex. N-E-X.
N-E-X?
N-E-X.
It's this product.
Pepsi Nex.
Coke Nex.
Nex. You know, Coke Nex sounds like a slang term for people who do a lot of cocaine, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Give me that new Nex Coke.
But then on the flip side, wouldn't you say the guy in charge of the Coke company was a Cokehead?
That's a possibility.
What did we say? I forgot.
You had nothing yet.
So you're calling this one Web.
Coke.
You're saying Coke.
Never heard of that, but it might be time for Coke. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Pardon me.
I guess we'll go with Coke.
Coke, it is Pepsi.
Oh, man.
Light Sango. No, you guessed Coke.
Guess
Light Sango or Light Sango?
L-I-T-E.
L-I-G-H-T, surprisingly enough. And then S-A-N-G-O.
S-A-N-G-O.
What are these products?
I think I've heard of that.
Really?
I think it might be the Philippines.
So they use honey instead of sugar?
Oh.
So anyway, Light Sango.
Bizarro world.
Go on your Philippines knowledge, and then we'll run with you on this one.
Coke.
You say Coke, and y'all say...
Yeah.
Pepsi?
Natty.
So
just to be
Pepsi?
Different.
Pepsi. You got a 50-50 chance.
It is
right?
Coke!
Yes!
Oh,
good job.
That's what I said.
Yes, that's what you said.
Black. B-L-A-K.
Coke.
I've
never heard of that shit.
Y'all have actually seen
Coke.
That?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's Coke.
That's the one that it's out, but nobody really knows much about it.
Yeah,
I tasted it, and it tastes like shite.
I've never seen that. One.
Shite.
It's
absolute
shelf,
shite. Don't waste your money. It's like black Coke.
Alcohol.
It's where somebody's taken black Coke that it's like the sludge at the bottom of the pot that's been sitting there on top of the heater for like 2 hours, and then a Coca-Cola, and mixing them together, shaking it up, letting all the air off of it, and then handing it to you to drink. That's what it tastes like. It tastes horrible.
I think she coffee.
Very appetizing.
I-C-E. Ice. Because there just aren't enough drug references.
Right.
So we got to make
crystal
these.
Crystal method Pepsi.
Pepsi.
I think you're saying Pepsi?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Pepsi on that.
So you got, you said Pepsi. He said Pepsi. It is Pepsi.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. See? Black guy gets
I didn't
it.
That.
Orange.
Orange.
Spelled just like you think it is. But it doesn't rhyme with anything.
Coke orange, Pepsi orange. I think
it's not
scrutinizing
like
the Sunkiss cans with the answers on it there. If you like this, you might also like.
No, I'm trying to see
Coke
if
orange.
This is Coke or if this is Pepsi, and it doesn't look like it's either.
The only Coke orange I can think of would be Minute Maid orange when they used to make it before it became Fanta orange. I'm going to go with Coke.
Dr. Pepper.
I would agree with Webster.
What do you guys say? They're going with Coke?
What was it? Orange? Coke orange? Pepsi orange?
Pepsi. Well, let's go Pepsi just to
Pepsi,
be different.
Why not? I think
that is Coke.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Future Cola.
Future
Cola. That's not
Cola.
Even,
badass.
We don't know yet.
It's in the future.
Yet.
Well, okay. Everybody wait. Wait, no, wait. Okay, now.
Someone from marketing just thought it up.
So now,
Future Cola? Future Cola.
The thing is, both companies have used something done as that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I've never heard of Future Cola.
Because they say Cola.
Future Cola.
Yeah, we'll go with Coke.
Coke.
Because I'm feeling warm about it.
Warm.
No, nothing other than that, but it's just giving me a warm feeling to tie it with Coke.
Aww.
Okay, I'm probably wrong, but I'm guessing Coke.
I don't know.
I guess Coke.
Coke?
Yeah.
That is neither. It is a Chinese-only soda.
Though, at least the neither's been knocked.
Well, they're probably thinking, once we get our power back up, then it's going to be the future Coke.
Red Ribbon Army.
This is the future of cola! Behold! Anyway. Carnival.
Carnival.
Oh, that's
spelled just like the shoe company. Or the cruise liner.
Man.
Or maybe it's Carnival.
I was thinking Carnival.
Carnival.
Coke.
I want to say Coke.
I'll second the Coke.
Yeah.
Everybody saying Coke?
Every
that
time
is Pepsi.
Yeah.
I was going to say Pepsi on that, actually.
Latte.
She wants to change
latte.
Her answer.
Latte.
Yeah, I said
no,
I said Pepsi.
He answered.
Okay.
You can't say afterward. No, you see, that's what I was going to say, so give me that one.
Okay.
Latte.
Sorry.
If you give her that one, you'd have to give me the Future Cola one, because I was thinking that was another one.
Right.
You didn't give us a chance to converse
latte.
On that one.
Yeah, it is spelled like you think it is.
Okay.
And is that not one of the most disgusting ideas you could think of? Yeah.
There's been worse.
Yeah. I'm leaning with Coke on this one. Since simply because they came out with the black, they'd have to come out with a lighter version of it too.
Yeah, why not?
Would they call that white?
That'd be racist.
No, that'd be racist.
WITE, like whiteout.
That's what they want with the latte, because they're not going to be pissing off the white people, and they're pissing off the dark people. Do the mix.
The white one would be more popular, and then they'd accuse Coke of making the black one.
And also, they'd make more of the white.
Yeah.
Because
seriously, that black stuff is pretty nasty.
They'd be like, and all these vending machines, all I can get is white. Where are the vending machines that got black in them?
Gotta go to the malt liquor store, I guess.
But as long as we continue making unfair racial stereotypes, why is the black can bigger?
In fact, it's really tiny.
I'm sorry, I don't really
tiny.
Believe any of that stuff. I was just
kidding. Don't buy into that whole black is bigger thing. It's not. It's a tiny little can.
Oh, I get it. Okay. I didn't get it. because I seen the bottle, it's like, those things are tiny. It's like, what are you talking about?
So, Future Cola. No, I'm just kidding. Latte.
I think, did we already figure that one out?
No one's
I think we said Coke, right?
You said Coke? What do y'all say?
Say Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Are y'all saying Pepsi?
Yeah, we'll shoot for Pepsi.
It is Pepsi.
He just said Coke.
Thanks, man. Good looking out.
I don't think this has ever happened.
What?
We have a tie.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
A tiebreaker.
Oh, no.
And is this the last one?
That's the last one, yeah.
That was
so
the last
tiebreaker
one?
Is, okay. I'm,
dig down deep.
Here's the tiebreaker. You guys ready? I've written down a number between 1 and 50. Uh-huh. And you guys guess first.
No, I want them to guess first.
Okay, you guys guess first.
25.
They say 25. What do y'all say?
26.
Oh, 26. The block. This ain't the price.
Well,
right.
they won anyway because I wrote 24.
Oh man!
And that's worth 1 point.
See, I was.
They win.
I was gonna say 20.
You didn't even confer with me. You didn't even confer with me on this one.
She's like, I was thinking 24.
You're not.
It's time for our sponsor this week. Which goes
yes,
along with
thank
the
God, I'm hungry.
For me.
I hope it's food.
Yeah, food.
Have you noticed that everything, like when we were kids, it was Coke, and then Diet Coke came along, and then Pepsi and Diet Pepsi. That was pretty much it. And then if you wanted something else, you get, like, Dr. Pepper.
Or cherry coke.
So there were other varieties, but it wasn't like you're talking about. Like, these various mutated varieties. And that's true of everything, because you go buy Cheetos, and there's, like, the Cool Ranch Doritos, then there's the regular Doritos, but then there's the Doritos mixed bag, and then there's, like, the extra spicy Cool Ranch Doritos, and there's, you know, like, there's, I mean, like, candy. Like, what I wanted to bring in that I couldn't get because I didn't have it at Kroger was, they now have chocolate Skittles, which actually
oh, I love them.
Really disgusting when you first hear about
I've
it. You think about Skittles, but then we actually read it. Looks
I grabbed
really
the,
good.
I grabbed the bag in a second.
Yeah. But anyway, our sponsor this week is
I was pooping
cherry
funny colors,
cordial man. Cream Hershey's Kisses.
Oh, I've tried those. Those are awesome.
Really, I've never tried.
Yes, they're awesome.
So
the funny thing, we're actually giving those out at work too.
Oh, really?
So like that one, Cheesecake Kisses.
Cheesecake Kisses.
What the heck?
Not the
whole
location.
Is it kind of crazy or are these bigger?
I think they're the same size.
I don't think they're that great. I'd rather have a real
kiss.
No, a real chocolate covered cherry.
Ooh, this is actually my first time trying. I'm not liking it.
Yeah, I'm liking them. I'm sorry. I'm going to be the oddball on this
one. Bag with you.
Yes.
Don't say I never gave either one of you a kiss.
What about him? He likes them.
You like them?
Leaving an aftertaste. I'm going to give this second one a chance. I'm not satisfied.
I didn't get a second
That'll
one.
Be awesome.
Can I hold the bag for a second?
Here, take this away.
This please
for my
sponsor.
Presents. It tastes actually like a Tootsie Roll.
I think you had a bad Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The aftertaste
like,
does taste like
cordial.
A
tastes like a Tootsie Roll after you've drunk a bunch of cherry cordial and just happen to be like, retarded. Oh, did I say it out loud? I'm sorry.
It's got a kind of amaretta aftertaste to it. I like it.
I love you, Webster.
Today, my mother killed me.
If I'm alive by the time you find this, it's a miracle. What else can be said? A vision quest with infrared. I'm at a dead end. I bled slow from my chest. Held my breath and did my best and never let go. I've lived a good life and never haven't compromised a thing. And if I couldn't write, I'd think of other ways to optimize my living. No wife, no kids, no anchors. Hand over fist to withhold this info from the bankers. Don't know my neighbors. Didn't take a village to raise me. Small town mentality types thinking I'm crazy. I ain't as weird as they paint me. Off color. I'm more gutter punk than ritzy. More glitz and glamour than others. Motherfuckers left me lonely in this designated corner. Had a couple walls to build upon and made me a performer. Now shade me from the warmer weather, save me from the slaughterhouse. A crease between the pages where I try to hide my awful mouth. Speak discreetly to the sheets that seem to be hollow. Punch a ladder full of holes just for my swollen feet to follow. Support me all you want, don't let me drop or feel the land. I'm not gonna stop until God is my ceiling fan. Spare the lamb, save me from my former self. The crease between the pages is the line I cross and lost myself. Now this is my box, these are my walls. This is when time stops and I'm all that ever was,
and I'm all that ever is,
and I'm all that ever will be. A freeze frame pine box soliloquy. Call me Francois. Call me Francois. Call me Francois. Call me Francois. Take what you can, leave what you must, cause you're coming with us.
Are you coming with
fill
us?
Fill your bags with the rags that you wear and bare necessities, along with the dog tags and family recipes. Rest in peace, if you arrest the pace, move in haste. Godspeed, you black empress, get dressed, relate. She painted my head orange, carved my face with her tongue, emptied out my insides and lit the candle behind my eyes. At the strike of 12, the midnight winter queen, left with my life rival in a white limousine. When he made a dress twirl, it looked like a mushroom cloud. Everybody ducked
down except for me.
That's my destiny.
He used a broken condom as a corsage. I watched him push the rusty pin through her prom dress into her heart. Kill me already, fill me with confetti, crush me up and sprinkle me over their wedding and her pregnant belly. I wasn't ready to suppress these memories, undress the mammaries, forget the family, streamline the enemy, design the penalty, cruel and unusual, commit the felony, unfit for prison duty, no man's an island, except for Island Man. He's a rock star, no man's an island, except for Island Man, he's a rock.
Call me Francois,
call me Francois,
call me Francois.
Francis, call me Francois.
Ah.
And then that was Finger Thing, that second song there. The song's called Music to Watch Aliens By. It's good stuff.
Oh, that is a good track.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
27
Six stars. The funniest thing ever.
Katherine Heigl is always the bridesmaid. And hopefully... James Marsden can take her mind off the fact that her sister is marrying the man she secretly is in love with. That is all.
Sounds depressing.
Does it say that is all, or...?
No, that is all.
So you editorialize. Thanks a lot.
I try.
What was the movie that they made before that one? It's kind of sort of an unofficial, like, sequel, not sequel.
Is it, but, like, by the same actors, you mean?
It's got the same actresses, same director, and I think the same screenwriter, I think it exists kind of sort of in the same universe, if I remember correctly. I don't know. I think it's The Devil Wears Prada.
Because I remember last year she got knocked up.
Who got knocked up?
That pregnant chick.
Pregnant chick.
I don't know who that is.
Well, in the movie, he's like, One Night Stand, she got knocked up.
You saw the Devil Wears Prada?
Oh, that's you're talking about the movie Knocked Up?
Right.
Oh.
Oh, that was good. So, yeah. Based
oh, you
on
saw
the
that?
Fact that
seen it,
oh, I Knocked Up is... Oh, I strongly recommend it.
Yeah.
I'll try and catch it then. I saw it.
It's funny.
Yeah, that was a
funny
good
stuff.
Movie.
You saw it?
I saw I was a little displeased with the ending just a tad bit. Like, did they actually make it? Did they actually...
Well, don't give it away.
Okay, never mind. For those, it's a spoiler, but just to let you know, it doesn't quite go into detail. It's just kind of, yay, and then that's it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I wasn't bothered by that at all.
So, well, I like to know what happened.
He was asleep by then.
So,
yeah. So based on all that...
So anyway, 29 dresses. I'm going to say 29 stars. No doubt.
29 stars.
And just to offset that, I'm going to say negative 29 stars.
Oh.
I'm going to say non-existent stars because I just don't plan to see it.
Well, that's yeah, that's cool.
I'll give it. But you say I can't give it partial numbers. So I'm going to be nice and say 2.7 rounded up to 3 stars.
Three stars. Cool. That's actually pretty harsh. Webster?
As opposed to negative 27
stars.
Since
I'm not going to probably see it, I'm going to tell everyone it's amazing. They should see it.
How many stars on
this is why I didn't have any friends.
I'm gonna say it's somewhere between The Godfather and Scarface. I'd say it's got 3.5 stars.
We don't get just half like the stars, Godfather so rounded up to 4.
Oh, okay. I don't know if he gets 4. 3. It was alright.
3 isn't alright.
Okay. Fool's Gold. A divorced couple.
I've seen it.
Kate Hudson, you have seen it?
Just kidding, I just didn't want to do anything with Kate Hudson and
Matthew McConaughey. That also starred in How to...
He says it the same way you'd say the words Adolf Hitler.
Well, he did kill all the Jews.
Ouch.
Okay.
It's a German name like McConaughey.
Yes. A divorced couple, Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson, team up to search for lost treasure.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
rubbish.
It.
And you know,
the unofficial sequel to How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I thought it was an unofficial sequel to
Sahara. So that's the whole thing?
Yeah, that's
well,
the whole
you
thing.
Know, the,
Sahara.
Actually,
I thought it was a sequel to Sahara.
I'm going to go ahead and ruin the movie for everybody. At the end, they find out that the true gold is that everlasting bond of that relationship that they formed.
You know, I kind of predicted that, but I couldn't tell.
Maybe. I heard they died. I mean.
Wow,
yeah.
In that kind of movie, you think so? That would be awful.
Fool's Gold.
Fool's Gold.
Rubbish.
A fool would consider it to be a golden movie. Ha! So 2 stars.
I concur.
I would say about 2.
I'll give it 2.
What? Buster? Peer pressure?
I said probably about 3 stars on the Fool's Gold.
You're way too optimistic.
Oh, yes, asshole.
Pratt. He's a Pratt, too.
Hannah Montana and Bailey Cyrus.
Yeah, we already reviewed that one too.
Oh, did we review it?
We
the
did.
The hottie on the naughty.
No, I was saying that I saw it, but I was kidding.
Just read it, please. So,
yeah, Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana. The best of both worlds concert. The singing and dancing.
Tween
sensation in 3D.
I hate that word.
Oh, it's in 3D. Cool.
It's in 3D. That's sick. I mean. A 12-year-old girl.
You can see her boobs
moving around in 3D. It's like, yay! It's like, no. I don't think that's very appropriate. Either way, she's still very illegal in most cases, and I don't think that...
most counties.
Many people need to be watching it besides the kids.
So because it's 3D, it's going to
be
only frequented by
perverts.
That I can imagine. So those who get their cheap thrills that way would probably love to see him.
And a bunch of kids.
And a bunch of kids who are fans. And if there's boys in there, I would be a little concerned.
Yes.
It's like, son, why do you want to see
watching children
Hannah
on TV?
She's such an inspiration.
Or the movie theater.
Yeah.
To my pants.
Yeah, I've never even heard of this chick.
You never have? She's
never heard
really
of Hannah Montana?
She's got like $700 tickets online.
She's 12.
No, she's not. I think
she's
more
older
like
than
13.
That,
yeah,
what was I thinking?
She's still
I think
a
she's
queen.
She's older than that, too. I think.
she says she was.
And I think we all can agree that it says it's not rated, but I'm pretty sure it's going
to
be G.
Old enough to work, old enough to jerk.
Ah! Ouch, my back hurts after hearing that.
Ouch, my balls! Have you ever seen Idiocracy?
Yeah, Amber just injured her testicles, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I'm
referring to a
movie
in a movie.
No.
Right.
Out my wall.
So it's just concert footage.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I'm gonna say two stars.
Idiocracy.
I think I've seen.
I'm gonna
like
give it two stars as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's 500 years later.
Hold on. Hold on.
I have seen that. I'm sorry. Okay. I have seen.
I'm gonna give that two stars.
Two stars.
I give it three for the 3D.
Yeah.
Like all the shows. People
what was I thinking?
Balls, right?
I really want to see the U2 3D.
Throughout
the U2 3D show.
Oh God, here we go.
So
again.
You want to go see it?
U-23. Isn't that a movie about a submarine?
Das Boot.
Das Boot.
Das Boot.
Webster, what do you think of Hannah Montana? Stars.
All I gotta say is, when's the sequel coming out?
Does she get naked?
Huh?
Huh?
I'm sure Lex and Terry have a countdown for when she's going to be legal too. Like
yeah.
they had a countdown for.
Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera.
They also had one for the twins, the Olsen twins.
Olsen twins.
Yes.
For one for each.
Same
I'm
birthday.
More interested in when her career spirals out into an
into
you know,
a drop.
You know, into a big like
downward
haze of
spiral.
Narcotics and drugs and
that'd
public
be awesome.
Nudity.
Well, I don't know.
There we
hopefully
go. Like every other
18.
Teenager.
That's what I'm saying.
I was
know?
Still underage at the same time. I might say that was
when
him.
Yeah,
too.
When he was
Ricky Friday wasn't just about Disney.
You talking about the Jodie Foster one?
Huh? Oh,
Ricky
no.
Friday?
No. The one from
from our era.
Like that
is so weird. I forgot she's in that.
What, Jodie Foster?
Yeah, she's so fat in that, too.
Fat?
Compared to how she is now, she's like this tiny little thing.
So what happens now?
She's...
I swear, now that she's grown up, she's probably weighs the same amount she weighed back.
Oh,
son las.
So anyway, Carlos is going to leave us, and we're going to send him off. What should we play as your send-off, Carlos?
Chavado in a bar.
What you said.
So we just heard
something.
I gotta pronounce his name again. Lars Gittersten with the song Amateur.
And now we're gonna watch the Ultimate Sales Mod.
Well, it's from his YouTube page. It's really, he's got some good stuff. You guys should go check it out.
Pretty sweet.
He's a Norwegian.
From Norway.
But that's not Sweden. Don't get that confused. They fight about that.
Finn.
Yeah, they don't like that. Oh, here.
Or Finnish too.
Fan.
Care to make a prediction?
Huh?
What is it?
We're gonna do our fortune cookie.
It's covered in slime.
He's.
Ah.
You're just saying that because you don't like to do the in bed.
I'll do it if it's in bed.
I thought I always do covered in slime. She always.
Yeah, and it doesn't always work.
I know.
Okay. Well, why don't we decide after we look at it?
That would make a much better prediction.
What you have just opened is a fortune cookie without a fortune in it, Leroy.
I've had that happen before.
Oh, that's bad luck, I heard.
Yeah.
Only there you will find the master.
Your secret desire to completely change your life will manifest.
Covered in slime.
Nope. In bed.
In bed.
In bed wins again. Wow, so you know, covered in slime, that's like twice in a row. I mean, I don't think they've won one yet.
I've actually gotten two fortunes in one cookie once. I was so scared, I only ate half of it just in case if that was too greedy.
So, yeah. Let's check in with Yahtzee. How
about that?
Let's see how Yahtzee's doing.
The guest spot.
Never let it be said that I'm an impressionable 20-something gaming media prick. If I reviewed every bloody game people told me to, I wouldn't even have the free time to mainline the heroin necessary to keep me from putting a gun between my teeth, so for the most part I let requests go fuck themselves. The only time I review a game from recommendation is when it's simultaneously recommended by about 4,000 bleating lambs, which was the case with Call of Duty 4. This game came recommended more highly than a triple-cunted hooker, and brace yourself for a shock because it deserves the praise it gets. Mostly. I was surprised because I have this presumption about series like Call of Duty and Medal of Honor being semi-shooters with futile pretensions to realism, time-locked Bill Murray style, somewhere between 1941 and 1945, endlessly repeating America's sole moment of glory in living memory by punching out an endless stream of cackling Nazis with one hand and scoffing apple pie with the other. Call of Duty 4, conversely, is set in the present day, which inevitably means that the enemies will either be Arab insurgents, Russians, or both, and the plot will involve the theft of nuclear weapons. And while this turned out to be right on the money, it's executed in a very compelling way. The plot deals with a conflict in a Middle East country that tactfully goes unnamed, undoubtedly because the state of that region fluctuates so much that it could be a waterslide park by the time this comes out, and your perspective shifts twitchily between a number of different participants in the conflict, allowing you to experience various different environments and combat styles. The US Marines, posted in unspecifiedistan, whoop their way into open warfare with their guns balanced on the end of their massive erections, while the stealth-based British SAS scurry around in the bushes like cockney weasels. These changes of perspective and gameplay ensure that boredom is impossible, the controls are tight and intuitive enough to be effective however you have to apply them, and to balance the unentertaining seriousness of this sentence, boingo boingo whoopsie knickers. What I like about Call of Duty 4 is that there's less of the smarmy black and white my country tis of thee jingoism that turns me off most war games, while the US Marines act with short-sighted self-righteousness, convinced that they're the heroes in their own personal war movie, you know, just like in real life. Their attitude eventually leads to them screwing the pooch so hard that the pooch has to lock itself in the bathroom for an hour with a tube of soothing cream. You spend most of the game with the British SAS as they covertly fix things from behind the scenes, but they're depicted as a bunch of morally questionable psychotic thugs, again just like in real life. COD 4 never sacrifices gameplay for story or vice versa, and that's a principle that many game devs neglect like an orphaned chimney sweep. A sequence that stood out for me was a moment where you quantum leap into the body of a chap dying slowly and horribly of radiation poisoning in the aftermath of a nuclear explosion, dragging his useless legs around a wasteland steeped in graveyard stillness before finally breathing his last unloved and unmourned thousands of miles from home. It was an unflinching and effective statement which cheered me up immensely, and not just because I hate my fellow man. It was the turning point that shifted Call of Duty 4 in my eyes from above average gunwank to actually pretty excellent gunwank. Alright, the use of the word excellent should never go unqualified. It's far from perfect, it always seems to be up to you to push forward because your allies are content to sit in their hidey holes, shooting at endlessly respawning bad guys all damn day, unless a grenade flushes them out, most likely dropped by me. Some of the characters are difficult to take seriously, like the incidental Black Marine, who unironically raps over the end credits, or the SAS commander, who has the kind of absurd facial hair that would indeed have given him a proud military bearing circa 1915, but these days just makes him look like a German porn star. Despite all that, though, I was becoming genuinely attached to the characters, which is why the ending is such a fucking cock slap. It comes out of nowhere in the middle of a fucking gunfight and gives no closure whatsoever, only a completely irrelevant epilogue thing plonked on after the end credits. It's like having a big tasty meal at a nice restaurant, but when you ask for the check, the chef comes over and farts in your face. Oh yeah, and some guns take so long to reload that it'd be faster just to send off for a new one by mail order, but now I'm just nitpicking. All you need to know is this. There are two kinds of games. Games that I stop playing because I've been bored or frustrated into a state approaching rigor mortis, and games that I stop playing because I've just noticed I should have had dinner 2 hours ago. And Call of Duty 4 is in the latter category. It's a truly shining example of the genre that sucked me in like, well, like a triple cunted hooker. And now since this review has left me with a lot of surplus bile, let me close by requesting that if any more of you would like to tell me how to do my job, then please get hurled out of a plane and land anus first on the spire of Winchester Cathedral.
Thanks for the words, Yahtzee.
That was intriguing, to say the least.
I really don't care about much of the games for reviews, but...
This is a text message that I got earlier tonight. 30-year-old Adrian Hargrove has killed 3 people in different locations in Augusta. He was last seen in a green Chevy Blazer with the Georgia Cat tag AYQ6338.
So he's actually on the loose right now?
Yes.
Awesome.
That's awful. I got that.
So as we're recording this podcast, there's a mad killer on the loose.
Yeah, 3 o'clock this afternoon.
There's a killer on the loose.
Really,
do
we
have
care.
Any details about the people he killed? Like, are they people that he knew, or are they just random people?
I'm sure if you Google Adrian Hargrove Augusta, let's see what comes back.
Let's just see. How about this? Let's go to Yahoo News.
Yahoo News would be good.
And let's see. Oh, Obama sweeps 3 states. Wow, that's pretty nice. I mean, those states were pretty dirty.
You guys didn't happen to listen to the radio on your way over here, did you?
No, we don't listen to the radio.
Oh, man.
Sorry. We're from the 21st century.
Oh, my fault.
Let's see.
Just type his name in.
What's his name?
Adrian Hargrove. She looks so cute in that picture.
Hargrove?
That's Pearl.
That was one of your friends.
Richmond County triple murder suspects sought.
That's our Gimby girl. Special.
Is that a, what kind of bulldog is
how you
that?
Doing?
It's a Boston.
Bye.
Boston. I wasn't thinking British because the face isn't awful.
Well, she's
Augusta, Georgia. According to Lieutenant Scott Peebles, the Richmond County Sheriff's Office is investigating the murder of 3 people Saturday morning and needs the public to be on the lookout for the suspect who is believed to be involved. Maybe we'll get some updates on that as the podcast progresses.
Actually, I wanted 2 requests, possibly. 2? One, a brain buster, and one I know you've got.
A brain buster?
A brain buster.
Well, let's start with the brain buster.
Is it going to cause, like, cerebral hemorrhaging and stuff?
It could, possibly, if you do it too much.
Let's do it.
There. Under the bridge.
By Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah, yes, sir.
That's the brain buster?
Yeah. I didn't think you'd have it, honestly. I didn't think you'd have it.
You're kidding us, right?
And we're going to follow that up with Through the Woods by EBA.
All right.
treats, 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills, 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a lie. Not on
look. How does it sound?
Hmm. I searched and searched, and I believe it was in the fourth week that I found what I had been looking for.
Someday, when we understand a little more about how our own music affects us, we'll be ready to understand and communicate with creatures like it a little better.
Even when you don't expect it, something beautiful may happen.
The advice column.
Okay, my boyfriend and I were having sex one night, and he asked if he could put his penis in my urethra. All right. I don't think I spelled it right. But he said he wanted to put his fingers in her, more especially, to warm me up, then work his way into putting his penis in. Should I let him?
That's impossible.
Yeah, you should let him.
It's too little, isn't it?
Well, that's where you're putting your fingers.
She's probably thinking of
pinky.
Gosh, I think that would be a pain. That would be, I think a catheter would be bad, but I couldn't imagine full on.
Well, maybe he's got like a really small penis.
For her sake, I hope so. Because it sounds like she's gonna do it.
Yeah. After she hears this
podcast. Actually, the woman who runs this thing, she's a nurse, and she was like, no, that's not possible. So,
or, I mean...
In case you're listening to this and don't know, it's not possible.
I've seen it done in a man.
Oh. I just keep thinking about... Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually, I saw one. There was a woman that was inserting a vibrator.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is because men have a smaller urethra than women, typically. So, no, I mean, scientifically, yeah, that's true.
Hold on, just to make sure, that is a girl talking about a guy, right? When you said that, I was like, well, that's got to be impossible for sure. If it's not for a woman, I know it's got to be for a man. Seriously. I would say that would be an indescribable pain I couldn't even imagine.
Maybe for the first few years.
Then after
he did it nonstop.
It definitely wasn't his first time, I'll tell you that much.
That part of his brain probably died, that tells him when he's in pain. Or he's in a wheelchair.
No, I don't want to see this. I don't want anything to do with this.
How thick was the vibrator?
It's like a standard vibrator.
That's about smaller. About like that?
Has anyone here ever had a catheter?
Yes. No, but I heard it's bad. Like, if you get stones or whatever, I heard they give you...
Well, I didn't get stones. They were just doing an MRI. They gave me an MRI, and they have to give you a... Say what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it means. It goes through you.
Because...
But it's not as big as
that. What they did was they gave me radioactive Kool-Aid, literally. It was irradiated Kool-Aid, and then they had to trace it going through the various internal organs for the MRI. And so they have to drain it immediately because it's radioactive.
Well, I think a lot of catheters are needles.
No, most people when they say catheter, they mean tube inserted into the urethra.
I mean, they lube it up.
Well, a catheter can mean other things too, but the typical when you say when you ask people if they've ever had a catheter, they most people I would imagine what I'm talking about.
Yeah, when I had surgery, I was in the bed for 2 days before I got up and moved around. So yeah.
Did you enjoy the catheter process?
It wasn't as painful as I thought it was going to be. It's like they put it in, of course, after they'd already sedated me for the surgery.
So you had drugs in you?
I had fentanyl to knock me out. And then
okay,
I was on a morphine drip for
oh my God.
2.5 days.
No. I got mine with nothing. I had no drugs in me at all.
I'm so sorry. Because that morphine...
I would hope so, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, not too much, where you start liking it a lot,
and
just enough.
Well, they cut me from hip to hip.
It wasn't just painful.
So okay.
It wasn't just painful in the stretching sense. It was also painful in the fact that
something is being.
I had been given this massive quantity of. I mean, literally, it was like almost like a half a gallon of Kool-Aid I had to drink, right? Literally, and it was the nastiest. They could at least put a little more sugar or something. It would have tasted horrible. But here's the thing: the moment they did that. I wasn't really aware. I thought the I don't know where the muscles are located, but whatever muscle that prevents the flow of urine basically was now, you know,
wide open.
Yeah, there's
so
nothing
it
could do.
Out, you couldn't even
and so it was just running like a stream for an hour.
Wow.
And it was in. I was in. I mean, it was like one of the most excruciating
painful.
Moments. It was worse than the actual injury. That whole process was worse than the actual. I took 26 stitches to my face and a little tiny shot that numbed just my lip area. It didn't numb any of the rest of the part of my face. And I got them all the way up to my eyebrow, okay? I felt every stitch. I would rather go through that again than get another catheter. I am not kidding.
It was they'd already taken me off of the drugs completely. I mean, there was
You weren't under the influence of drugs at all?
At the time that they pulled the catheter out. And
okay, but when they put it in?
When they put it in, I was knocked out.
Okay, and during most of the
so
process,
you woke up and was like, "Oh my gosh, what is that?"
The word, the
were
word
they giving
part,
you an MRI?
It was a tumor removal.
No, I mean, why would they have it inserting the catheter to begin with, though?
Because you can't use the restroom while
she's
knocked out.
Because I couldn't. They knew that I was going to be on bed rest for days. So
oh, okay.
They
okay.
had that. They had that in during the surgery and post-operative. But
okay.
The worst part, waking up from the surgery, was the fact that I couldn't recognize my own voice. When I spoke, it felt like
maybe
it was. It was because
oh my gosh, what?
It was because I'd had a tube down my throat for literally hours while they were working on me. And
oh
when
yeah,
they,
you
when
so
they,
you had anesthesia too that you were all the way under.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way: I didn't even get to the point where I could do the count from 10 to 0.
They're like.
They just said, think of someplace relaxing and comfortable. And I pictured myself in a reclining chair, you know, on the beach with the corona and the limes. And I was formulating the picture in my mind. And I said, I want to go to the beach. And I was out. I was out. The weird thing was, though, that they gave me, and I requested that they give me more than they would normally give somebody of my size because I have an extremely high tolerance to pain medication. And they gave me more than they normally would have. I was waking up as they were wheeling me out. I didn't even make it to the recovery room yet, and I was waking up. And that was after them giving me more than they normally would have.
It's only because you're addicted to heroin. So, our advice for the person who... Come on, just laugh. Our advice to the person who wants to know about the guy sticking a penis inside of her urethra.
I would say no. Try going with the vibrator up his penis first.
Or try going through the vibrator up your own penis first.
If
you're a girl. Well, if you believe that the guy can stick his penis up your urethra, then it's perfectly logical to imagine that she also might believe that she also has a penis.
Next question.
I'm not being absurd.
Next question.
Okay, seriously, how many times do you have to fuck people before you are called a slut? Is there a limit or what?
Oh,
well, let's
I'd
see.
Like
what's
to
the what's
this.
The federal regulation on that? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I would like to answer this one. If you run out of fingers for partners, then you have officially crossed over the threshold from
curious,
promiscuous, a little loose. A little skanky, maybe.
So this is a little loose. Combine the two is a little skanky. If
well,
you
once
can't,
you run out of those and you
start doing toes,
you have entered sluthood. If you get past those toes, you should be a porn star. You should be. I hope.
So what's the government regulation right now? Like you
what
bag, you can only bag X number of deer, and also oh god,
because there is a slut aspiration in the Sims.
Yeah,
so.
20.
20.
It's 20.
So,
it's 20
I guess
in the
that's
Sims.
Fair.
At least it's practical to the question at hand. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's our
so
advice.
So they only live like 50 days.
Oh, I got some really ho-bag Sims, especially the ones that have the sinful shower and they can just do anybody.
They're all
sluts. Yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah.
But literally, a slut would do anything with a nervous system, to be Webster Dictionary about.
Unfortunately, they don't want you to do it with dogs.
Well, I mean, still saying CC's.
I'm sure there's
going
a hack
to
out
the,
there.
Swedish films. We're just going to
involve a lot of new animation.
Haven't you downloaded the Bestiality pack yet?
No, oh he just downloaded the Sucks McNutty Sinful Shower, which I appreciate very much.
That's awful.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
And he says like it's a real update, like 0.6.
It took The Sims to a whole new level.
That's awful.
I was watching that movie.
You know that movie.
And I was wondering if you have seen that movie. Is it possible to have sex when you are pregnant? Can you get pregnant again? I feel stupid for asking, but I'm curious. So it keeps making me wonder.
So now, I think what they're asking isn't, I mean, obviously, I'm sure they understand that people can get pregnant more than once. What I understand that is it possible to get pregnant again while you are pregnant?
Right.
No.
Well, normally it wouldn't be, but medical science, I saw on the Discovery Channel, a woman...
That's always some dangerous words. I saw the Discovery Channel.
The woman
that had the child outside of the uterus, and she had a set of twins, and then the third?
Not that bad. Oh, gosh, that would be painful. No, she... This might have been one of those sluts. She got pregnant at first, and then she had sex later on with another man, and once she had the first child, after a few months, she was still pregnant, it turned out. They didn't find out till later because the other heartbeat developed, and sure enough, by the time... Yeah, heartbeat.
Oh, heartbeat. I think it said heartbeat.
No, heartbeat.
Yeah, the other prostitute.
Okay. So somehow, some way, I guess an egg kept rolling down the tunnel when she was already...
So, yes,
I guess,
is,
I mean, how long are eggs... Are they viable once they've passed out the uterus? Or
I mean,
are they viable?
All the way out,
they're only
drop,
viable from the time that they are released. The time that they're no longer viable is less than 3 days.
Oh, I guess it caught in a tube or something like that. And
I mean, it's got to have some way of sustaining them. And there typically is a period of about
a span of time
about 30 days, approximately between. What is it, 28 days?
22 to 30 plus.
Yeah,
depending.
It depends on the person.
Yeah, it really does.
Like, how far apart are yours, oh, Mr. Pierce?
Well, I'm very in tune with the moon.
Oh,
that's lunacy, you know.
Yeah.
Very lunacy.
I would almost call myself a lunacy.
Watch out.
Hooray for lunacy.
Oh, ho, ho,
so. Well, yeah, so, let's see, should she be afraid of getting pregnant?
Not likely, that one.
No, unless she was a freak of nature.
Yeah.
You like to worry about...
Or even worse, the ones that give birth to their children, and then because of a DNA test, they find out that the child is not theirs.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
You know, I read news that we had a fascinating story about this woman who was giving birth during the time change, and it was twins, and the first one came out, and then the second one came out after the time change, but back an hour, so the second one that came out after the first one was actually born after the first one, but also born before the first one, according to the time.
Right.
Wow, yeah,
that
could be like it meant too, so it could be the...
So, was it spring forward or fall back?
It's fall back.
Wow, that's crazy.
So...
Sure, it's not spring.
So she had,
forward.
So it 2-0-something, she had one kid, and then if it was a regular time continuum, it would have been after 3 o'clock, but because of the time change. Well, I thought.
It actually goes back
at
2.
Yeah, it does happen at 2 o'clock.
Oh, I
know. Aha! Uh-huh. The voice of reason comes from a woman.
Very, very rarely, but it does happen.
See? Yeah, I know.
Ooh,
something.
What a sexist bird.
So? I don't care. I'm just here as a stick.
Cool. So what do you want to talk about next?
Laying down the gun.
Oh, man. I wanted that B-boy song so bad.
Hope for Golden Summer.
Oh, okay.
It's on the flash drive. Or Love Like a Sailor.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, I've got all of this stuff. So pick one of the
other. Yeah,
things.
I remember I saw
them
down.
Chop them
down. I saw a video with that guy. I was like,
down.
Man, that looks like the hardcore, like acidic
that,
dude, because he had the curls, but not the full long hair. And I was like, dang, he could probably be a jeweler or a rabbi.
Well, here's.
Well,
in Snatch.
I was about to say, have you ever seen the movie Snatch?
Montiago, chop them down.
Yes.
drop the staff, Moshe Rabbeinu split the ocean in half. March through the desert, this ain't where it's at. Chop 'em down, chop 'em down, chop 'em down, chop 'em down. Pattern engraved, not so easily erased. Still wandering, trying to find your place. Playing the game, I see pain on your face. Nowadays, they're getting like children sold as slaves. Strange ways, running through the maze. Strange ways, always lost in the desert, trying to find your way. Lost in the desert, trying to find your way. Forest itself.
For being on the show. Hey, Carlos, fuck you for saying your damn dancing lessons are more important than our podcast.
Okay, thanks,
he
bye.
He did give a Surgeon General's warning beforehand, though.
No, it doesn't matter. Keith X. Podcast more important than dance lessons.
Absolutely.
I'd rather do a podcast than take dancing lessons.
I'm pretty split, but
I don't know. You might end up with some hot chick afterwards. I don't know. It's got a rank up there.
It's a couple. They're probably together.
Threesome? There you go.
Hey!
Those are coming back, you guys. Watch out. Those are coming back.
What if it's two guys?
Huh? Hey!
And one cup?
Oh, gosh.
Right.
There like, probably is one.
Now that we've been dancing, let's eat shit.
Hey, German?
Has someone chosen?
You saw that tape too? Huh? I don't know. In high school, some kid was like, yeah, my brother has this German tape, so we start watching it. And then it gets to that point, and I was like, hold on, what's she doing? He's not even stopping it.
It's a Munchausen. It's from like, oh South gosh, Park, actually.
I mean, like, he peed on her at first, and then it looked like he was getting ready to take a crap, and I was like, stop! I don't think so.
Oh, the childhood memories.
Yeah.
What, you were in what, fourth, fifth grade?
I said I was in high school. I was like in the 10th grade. But still, when it looked like it was getting that far, I was like, hold on, stop.
He was high school age.
Yeah. I wouldn't say childhood. I was probably like really early high school, but the old school porn that got flashed up. No, even worse than that, 70s.
Ron Jeremy when he was in
Deep
shape.
Throat.
Oh, Deep Throat. I've seen that.
Yeah. That one got flashed up in front of me and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm going somewhere else now."
I was probably on Betamax, huh?
80
seconds better.
Betamax?
I was on VHS. My parents had gone to sleep, and my brother and his friend found it, like, on the top shelf, like, hidden under some fake top.
Yeah, they wouldn't license the Betamax to the porn industry.
Oh, wow, really? Yeah. And, I mean, even reel-to-reel projectors even came out like that.
Think that's why Betamax failed is because they said no to porn?
I mean, even Laserdisc have, like, compilations, because you know those things are about the size of a record anyway.
Any shout-outs?
Sony. Keep it up.
Shout-out to my Geritol posse.
Okay.
And,
Oh, yeah, almost
finished. Shout-out to our...
Thanks for coming.
Shout-out to our friends at the place that shall not be named.
Voldemort.
Del Ultimate Self-Mort.
Shouts out to Richard Donner, Steven Spielberg, and everyone out at the Michael Crichton camp for the Jurassic Park project.
Yeah.
part 2 and 3, good.
But you know what we really need to cap. You know what we really need to have to cap off this entire podcast is some future cola.
Mm. Oh yes,
with some dinosaur noises going on in the background.
So, hi kids. Please remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and EBAOFVN@gmail.com. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Your business. I don't even know about that.
I'm not talking about my penis.